California lawmakers today will take up an extension of the state's cap-and-trade program, a vote that Governor Jerry Brown has called the most important vote of those legislators' lives. Cap-and-trade is a complicated program, but a relatively simple concept. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford explains.
I asked Stanford Energy Law professor Michael Wara to help with this explanation. He's been consulting with lawmakers on the cap-and-trade bill.
When I think about explaining it to, like, my family, I talk about musical chairs.
Everyone starts with a chair, but each round one gets removed. Well, in cap-and-trade, the chairs are greenhouse gas emissions. The state sets a total level that companies can emit, the cap, which lowers each year. That leaves the trade.
The difference between cap-and-trade and musical chairs is you can buy a chair. And that's what creates the price of carbon.
It's supply and demand. Companies have to decide how much they're willing to pay to trade for an ever-dwindling supply of chairs and at what point it makes sense to stop sitting. At State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.